This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The death toll in the political rally stampede has risen to 36. More than 50 are under treatment at various hospitals. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who died in the stampede at Karur last evening. The Chief Minister expressed condolences to the bereaved families and announced that one member commission led by former Justice Arun Jagadishan has been appointed by the state government to inquire into the incident. Those who are under treatment at the ICU will be given 1 lakh rupees from the Chief Minister's relief fund. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the unfortunate incident. In a social media post, President Murmu offered condolences to the bereaved family members and extended her prayers for the early recovery of the injured. The Vice President also wished the speedy recovery and complete recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers across India, including 92,600 towers equipped with fully indigenous technology as part of a major push to expand digital infrastructure. The towers installed by BSNL at a cost of approximately 37,000 crore rupees are expected to bring high-speed internet to 30,000 additional villages. While announcing the rollout, Prime Minister Modi said that BSNL's indigenously developed 4G network now places India among the few nations capable of building and supporting its own telecom networks.
हमारे लिए गौरव की बात है कि हमारे BSNL ने अपने ही देश में पूरी तरह स्वदेशी 4G टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित कर ली है अपनी मेहनत अपनी लगन अपनी कुशलता से BSNL ने नया इतिहास रच दिया है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has stated that India has a neighbor that is an epicenter of global terrorism and it has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jayashankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He said India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice.
The most recent example of cross-border barbarism was the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice. Because terrorism is a shared threat, it is essential that there is much deeper international cooperation.
Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. At the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat, along with Brazil, to enhance representation from Asia, Africa and Latin America. The Kul Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, highlighting the region's significance as a model for sustainable development. First designated as a National Biosphere Reserve in 2009, the Kul Desert now becomes India's 13th site in the global network. In the opening day of the 12th World Para-Athletics Championship, India won a gold and bronze. Shailesh Kumar clinched the gold medal in the men's high jump T63 category, while Varun Singh Bhatia secured the bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.